Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt das Menaches, Peri Gimel, Mischne Dalet, Nitmus Shiareha. We have a Mincha, we did the Kaimitz, what's left over is supposed to be eaten by the Bailem, but it got Tomei. Or Nisrufu Shiareha, or was left over after the Kaimitz was burnt. Or Avdu Shiareha, or was lost. Now, the Shirayim became Tomei, or were burnt, or were lost before they were Makter the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. He did the kmitza, but he wasn't makdud on the mizbeach yet. So here we have an interesting lashon. The Mishnah says, "Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer," according to the das of Rabbi Eliezer, literally the way Rabbi Eliezer measures things or understands things, kishera. What do we mean? What are we comparing this to? Where else did Rabbi Eliezer say something like this that we understand that according to Rabbi Eliezer should be kosher over here? So, let's go to Masechtas Psachim, Perik Ketzat Soylent. What do I do if I have the dam of the carbon, but I don't have the basar? Zok Rebbe Eliezer, it's not a problem. So here's the same thing. I have the kaimitz, even though I don't have the shirayim. I can still be makter it. But Okamidas Rebbe Yeshua, psula. According to the way Rebbe Yeshua paskins over there, in regard to the animal karbonis, Rebbe Yeshua says in Masechtas Psachim, if you don't have any basar, you can't be zarek the dam. The dam is to be makter the basar. So here too, if there's no shirayim, you can't be makter to the kaimitz. Weiter. Once they remove the kaimitz on the mincha, so we've already discussed several times, you put it into a klishares, and you bring it to the mizbeach. But what happens if shaloi be klishares? They didn't do it. The kaimitz of the mincha was not put into the klishares. He did the kmitza. If the kaimitz is still in his hand, he brings it to the mizbeach and burns it. The Tanakhama says, psula. You were never mekadosh the kaimitz. But Rav Shimon machshir, Rav Shimon says, no, it would be kosher. The pasuk says about a carbon mincha, kodesh kedoshim hi kachatas uka'asham. So the Torah is comparing a mincha to a chatas. Now, what happens with the dam of a chatas? You put the blood on the mizbeach with your finger, meaning the kain does. So Ibazai says, Rav Shimon, we learn from here that the kaimitz of the mincha, if the kain wants to, he can do the avodah directly with his hands without a keli. But he has to do it with his right hand, the Batanura explains, just like a chatas. But the halacha says the Batanura is not like Reb Shimon. Weiter says the Mishnah, Hukter kumtza pamayim. For whatever reason, this is what he did. Instead of putting the whole kaimitz at one time on the mizbeach, he divides it into two. He puts one half of the kaimitz on the fire, and then the other half. The mich is kosher. Well, what if he divided it into three or four, for sure? It would not be kosher. The reason it's kosher, even if it divides it into two, explains about tanur is because a kaimitz has two kazaisim, has two zaisim. So if you divide it into two, you still have a kazayis. And you can't be maktir less than a kazayis. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. Perig Gimel Mishnah Dalid. If the leftover part of the mincha after he took off the kaimitz, but before he was maktir the kaimitz, became tummy, or it was burnt, or it was lost, according to what Rabbi Eliezer says in Masechtas Psachim, you can go ahead with the dam, although you don't have the basar, so here too you can go ahead with the kaimitz, although you don't have the shirayim. But according to what Rabbi Yeshua says over there, without any basar, there's no zrikas adam, so here too, without the other part of the mincha, you can't be makter the ketores. Then we had a case where instead of, after the kmitza, for the kohen to put it into a klisharis the way he was supposed to, he brings it to the mizbeach and he's makter it with his hands. Rav Shimon holds it's kosher. Tanakhama says it's pasul. Now, everyone holds that to start with, the mincha has to be put into a klisharis. If he didn't do that, for sure it's not good. The machloikis is only if after the kmitza he has to put it into a klisharis. Tanakhama says yes. Rav Shimon says only if he wants to. If instead of being makter the whole kohen at once, he divides it into two, he's makter one half and then the other one, it's still okay, because we know there are two kezesim, so the haktara has a kezayis. But if he divides it into smaller pieces, which would turn out that he's being makter less than a kezayis, then it would not be good.